Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Yeah, it should be pretty nice once this fog gets out of here today that we'll have pretty good temps for being outside doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched a little bit of this Baylor basketball team last night. They're not bad. They're pretty good.
Mississippi State's pretty good, too, and it was a pretty good game. It came down to the end.
One of the statistics that they had, which, you know, just kind of flash under the screen, the football team from Baylor, the men's and the women's basketball teams, have combined for a 30-0 record since October.
Yeah. Yeah, what 17-0 and 13-0?
So I don't know. But the other thing is, I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not, they were talking about Griffin winning the Heisman Trophy, and
right.
I don't know who the play-by-play man was, but he said my former football broadcasting partner, Bob Davey, told me.
That was probably Mark Jones then.
Okay.
Right.
He said freshman year, he said, this guy will win the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he... Kudos out to him for that. And I think that we discussed, you talk about a guy who 2 weeks before the season was over wasn't within sniffing distance of this thing.
That's right.
Ends up winning it.
Yeah, beats Oklahoma and Texas on national TV, and there you go.
Which then brings the interesting question, how often do Heisman Trophy winners end up in bowl games outside of the big spotlight? The previous 20 recipients of college football's most prestigious award all played their bowl games on or after New Year's Day.
Yeah, how about that?
Which would figure you're going to be in a very successful program in a fairly high-profile situation, but Robert Griffin will be playing in the Alamo Bowl.
Right.
And that's not quite the same. Now, interestingly enough, a list of players who were Heisman winners who played in a December game... The same season that they won the Heisman. First one to do that was in 1957 when a guy named John David Crow played with the Fighting Texas Aggies and lost to Tennessee in the Gator Bowl.
How about that?
And the last time that somebody won the Heisman Trophy and played in that same year in a bowl game also involved Texas A&M. It was a fellow named Ty Detmer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Back in 1990. I don't remember what the score was, but I know the Aggies had 65 points. I don't know what.
BYU had 14.
Did they? Yeah.
And Ty Detmer left with a couple of dislocated shoulders.
He was basically wasn't playing anymore 5 years into the pros.
That's right.
He was just one of those guys who didn't make it, but.
No, that's not correct.
No? Well, he was
he was pretty much a career backup, but he played a lot longer than 5 years.
Okay, but I mean, he was not a force after 5 years.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
But I remember watching that ball game. I mean, that was about as good as it gets in maroon and white back then.
You know what happened in that ball game that also happened in last night's ball game?
Huh?
The quarterback caught a touchdown pass.
Oh, is that right?
Remember Bucky Richardson caught the touchdown pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, he caught the touchdown pass from Darren.
Darren Lewis, I believe,
who threw it. I should know that.
Well, you should. You were getting paid to know that back then.
Yeah. And then last night, Ash caught one from Shipley.
All I know is it was a giggler. I think the Aggies were ahead by about four touchdowns at halftime.
But
hung 65 on them. Not bad at all.
Yeah. And this RG3 guy, they interviewed him live halftime last night of the Texas game. And, you know, this guy, you know, on the field, sometimes he's a little bit of a clown, he's a little bit of a hot dog and all that. But boy, I tell you what, in an interview, this guy just, you know, knows how to say the right things. And
he's good for their program.
And says them well. I mean, you know, on and off the field, he's going to get, you know, a lot of people think that if he comes out, he'll be the second quarterback drafted and could be the second player drafted. Mm-hmm. They might draft two quarterbacks, one and two. But if he comes out, but he's not going to make that decision for another week or so.
Good for the program.
Yeah.
All right, so what are the, as you get ready, as you're putting your resume together for that job you hope to get, what are the best words to use in your resume if you want to get a job? LinkedIn has gone through all those members' profiles, and they have come up with some words that are commonly used. Here's your top five. Track record. 4, extensive experience. That just means you've had a lot of jobs. 3, effective. 2, organizational, and the number one thing they found, creative. Creative. Remember, the problem is, according to LinkedIn, because everybody's using it, that's not what people are looking for anymore. So you may need to come up with something different. Might want to take it out of your resume, as a matter of fact, if you want to stand out from the crowd. So I don't know what you use instead of creative. Hold up a crayon picture that you did. Here's me.
Yeah.
Here's me. This is a picture
in
I drew of a tree.
Grade.
It's a picture I drew of a tree. See, now that's another thing. Because we did that years ago when we were brand new to this internet thing. You know, everybody's putting their pictures up. So what we did is we put up our junior high pictures just so you could see what we looked like. And, you know, there I was with a little skin nose because I'd gotten a skin nose the week before his picture day. And I think we put Sokol in his band uniform or something, right? And, Tom, I don't remember you holding your... No, you were in the Superman.
I was in the Superman.
Yeah,
outfit.
Superman outfit.
Yeah, yeah, which is my Facebook photo again right now,
there you
by
go.
The way.
See, so you need to...
If any of my friends out there...
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick, rush to that. Yeah. Go there right now. So now, did you, any of you watch, as happens this time of year, Charlie Brown Christmas? That's pretty popular.
Didn't catch it this year.
Okay.
Nor did I, but almost always watch it. We actually own a copy of it. So.
Okay, but you know that piano music and all that.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know it, right? I mean, it is a standard. Well, the children of the late jazz pianist who made the soundtrack for the album.
Vince Guaraldi?
Yep. Yep. Why do you know that?
I just know these things.
There you
it's
go.
A very famous composition called Linus and Lucy.
Absolutely. Okay. Concord Music Group, who owns the rights, according to the family of Vince, apparently not been paying the royalties like they think they should.
Uh-oh.
They filed a lawsuit right before Christmas asking for more money, claimed that the digital downloads should have given them more money than they are getting. So, just letting you know. Just letting you know. All right, so let's see. Do you want to know the new dining trends for 2012, or do you want to know how to purge your system because you ate too much crap during the holidays? I mean, which one, huh?
That second one sounds good.
Or we can go to something else, yeah. Okay, well, if you want...
Both have to do with food, so then you could eat and then, you know, purge.
Could do that, yeah, yeah. And purging your system, not literally of the food, you know. But anyway, according to Andrew Freeman and Company, here are the hot dining trends for 2012. Have it your way potatoes. For example, French fry menus that let diners choose the cut, crispness, and sauce. Or make your own mashed potatoes with mix-ins and custom-cut chips and dips and dusts to order.
There are a variety of restaurants locally that allow you to do some customization.
Oh, do they?
And there's one that allows you to pick which type of fries you want. So they have, you know, the thicker wedge cut, and then you have the thinner cut.
Ate someplace where they asked me that. Yeah, I don't remember where it was, but within the last 2 weeks. So yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, it made a lasting impression on
you. It did, right? Yeah. Reinterpreting breakfast foods for dinner: your waffle or a hollandaise top sandwiches. Turnovers, pigs in a blanket, eggs cooked in many ways, and sweet or savory French toast or bread puddings will be new.
And the fact that they mention hollandaise, you immediately know it's healthy.
Of course it is. And if you take the pigs on a blanket and cover them in hollandaise, it's and the bread pudding on the side.
Right. Well, the French toast with syrup.
Yeah, and Diet Coke. I mean, perfect.
Absolutely.
Snow ice, that's the flavor and creaminess of ice cream, but an extremely light texture. We'll take off in the United States. This has been in Texas for a long time.
Yeah, we used to make snow ice cream.
Right. Or ice cream as a blank canvas to entice people to try new flavorings like grass and horseradish ice cream.
A thousand times? No.
How about turning vegetables into dessert? Goat cheese with celery?
Nope.
Okay. Celery sorbet?
Nope.
All right. Just try it. More items designed for specific dietary needs, like gluten-free. You'll see more of that. Eastern European, especially Hungarian, and many modern takes on Thai dining will move into the mainstream. Thai food's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Wait. All right, listen.
Okay.
Popular Hungarian.
Yeah, what do we got for that?
Food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hungarian cuisine.
Yep.
I should have just gone straight to Y.
Yeah, Kaipedia. They'd have told you that. Having to do with the turnips?
Let's see here. We've got the...
Of course you do. What is it, I guess?
It's a savory crepe filled with veal.
Oh, well, okay. That could work.
Two remarkable elements of Hungarian cuisine that are hardly noticed by locals but usually conjure up much enthusiasm amongst foreigners are different forms of vegetable stew as well as cold fruit soups.
Huh.
Huh.
So there you are.
Cold fruit soups.
Well, I like some gazpacho's good, but that's vegetables. All right, anyway, now this is kind of interesting. Using infusions of pine needles, Douglas fir, and eucalyptus to flavor sauces and rubs. Could maybe work. And how about special chili peppers for all kinds of food? cask-aged cocktails, vintage beers, and mixed drinks on tap. Mixed drinks on tap?
Hmm.
You want like a bourbon and Coke out of the tap?
Okay.
Fruit-infused beers? I don't think so. Double shot drinks.
Those have been around for a while. Yeah.
Shots and beers together. Cocktails in solid form like sorbets and popsicles and layered jellies. Well, that's Jello shots, right?
Yeah.
Mini cocktails and cocktail trucks. Bitter lemon soda as
cocktail
a mixer.
Trucks?
That's what it
what,
says.
What, like food trucks?
I guess. Yeah. Oh, that'll be good.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know, and I forget, I was in a package store auditorium the other day, and we've talked about this. They have the little plastic shots in a plastic bag, you know, where you can tear the top off.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you. That can't be good. I cannot see how TABC can be thrilled about that.
I don't think so.
Well,
just make it easier.
Yeah, let me just shove four of those in my pocket as I walk out the door. And then go ahead and take that 7,000 pounds of steel that I've got with the gigantic engine in it.
Because you need one for the road.
Of course you do. That's it. And go racing down the road and then be sure and stop somewhere so that you can get the Diet Coke so you can rip open the vodka and pour it into your Dr. Pepper or whatever else you're having and then continue down.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of 2 new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. The end of year event.
Nothing yet.
852, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So now the second part of our little food thing.
Oh, now it's time to purge.
Exactly. If you've gone overboard during the holidays,
yeah,
and you've got to get a few good days of good stuff going for you,
right?
Which, by the way, I have to brag. I'm kind of proud. I haven't put on a pound.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, all really?
Right. I weighed myself, of course. But honestly, I mean, I haven't been when we went to visit my mom. I mean, that's when I always have to watch myself because my mom makes fudge every year. I love my mom's fudge.
Yeah.
Well, we would too. You brought some?
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
She serves hers cold.
Oh. Well, no. Well,
I'm okay with that.
That's refrigerated. How I like my fudge.
Okay, well, but you know, sometimes you see the room temperature fudge, and I have a hard time doing that because I grew up thinking that fudge had to be refrigerated.
Oh, I think even frozen, it's sometimes.
Ah,
good.
Anyway,
well, I freeze my Hershey bars, but that's okay.
So you didn't have to do that then.
Yeah, I was kind of happy about that.
What has Hershey bars got to do with fudge?
Well, it's similar.
Oh, I see.
I put them in the freezer.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you went,
a
little chewing. All right. So here you go. Cooking up some post-holiday detox to get you back on track. Dark leafy vegetables are on the menu. Eating things like kale.
How did I know that was going to be the first thing out of your mouth?
Spinach and chard and collards. Collards.
Collards.
Really
collards.
Ramps up your vegetable consumption.
I like collards.
I like a little spinach. I'll take spinach just about anyway.
I like spinach.
Yeah. I like spinach.
Had it deep fried?
Huh?
Deep fried spinach?
No, I never
had
it.
Really.
I mean, smothered in ranch? I mean,
no, you drag it through
flour
some. Yeah, well, you can do or cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Really? Doesn't it just wilt?
Restaurant out of town that we eat at that has that. And last time we went, they've taken it off the menu. We were not happy.
But doesn't
that,
it just wilt?
Well, but you flash fry it, so it's kind of crunchy, and it's not bad.
Huh.
And it's not healthy for you then, because you deep fried it, but nonetheless. Also, stick to whole foods to give your body a chance to rid itself of all that junk. Make sure to incorporate whole grains and fats from foods like avocados, nuts, and seeds. And if you go ahead and take the nuts and make sure they're dipped in chocolate, that really helps as well.
Well, you said whole foods. I thought that meant I was supposed to eat the whole pizza.
Oh, of course. Or go over and pay way too much for anything. You know, there's even a grocery store called that. Anyway, also cook up a big old pot of brown rice in the beginning of the week.
I'm enticed.
There you go. And then you work that into soups or salads or stir fries and things like that.
Well, pretty much, if you want to, control what you eat, I mean, if you included just probably a half cup of rice with every meal, you're not going to eat as much.
That's true, because it's a filler.
It'll
do that for you. And that brown rice, that can be pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I do brown rice all the time.
Not too bad. All right, so there you go. That's to help clean you out, get you ready for all that. And now it's
clean
time.
You out.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really did not hope we would ever use that phrase.
Detox. To detox you. How's that? All right.
Hun, boys told me I need to clean out. So, I'm going to be a little occupied today.
Well, we're not going to even talk about going to that other place. No, we're not doing that. But anyway, in the meantime, first world problems. Dishwashers can be finicky appliances. Oh, yeah, because, you know, there are people in the third world who are concerned about their dishwasher not doing what it should. Remember this. The tines, that's the little dish rack that has the little things that hold the plates up. Broken tines can stain your dishes. Again, in the Sudan, they are so concerned about staining their dishes because of broken tines in their dishwashers. But nonetheless, remember, you can get that fixed. The sprayers, you know, They're on the floor and, in some cases, the ceiling of your dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
Check the holes every once in a while to make sure that there's no food or detergent in there. And finally, the filter. Boys, when was the last time you checked the filter in your dishwashing machine? Because you know what?
I don't really know where it is.
See?
Yeah.
It's located in the floor of the machine. You are supposed to clean it after every dishwasher load.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well, I think I'm only about 8 years late.
I'm 12 years behind.
Yeah. I'm nine.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to do it first when I get home.
All right, do that.
This is Leah Hamm with Sorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Sorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
5, 4, 3, 2 Wait! Stop the countdown! The new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima, with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand finance, all incentives to dealer.
About 2 minutes till. We did a story yesterday that has now been called into question, so we need to report that.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve Ross of the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago tells the New York Times it is very improbable that Cheetah lived to be nearly 80.
Well, you know, I saw a story yesterday that said that the average age of a cheetah is like in the 20s.
Yeah. Well, apparently all the records at the Suncoast Sanctuary were destroyed in a fire. So we may have like a see, this is a ruse. So
just
letting you know, we reported the story, so we're trying to make it right, because we had reported that cheetah had died at the age of 80. So there. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The first YMCA opened up in 1851 in Boston. Now, my thought is, it's the 29th. Couldn't you just go, I'll wait till the new year? I mean, why did you have to open it before the end of the year?
Probably tax reasons.
You could be. Yeah, that's it. Again, that's 1851.
Sure, yeah.
And just to make you feel old, it was 48 years ago today. 48 years ago.